All right, don't say anything you're going to regret, everybody. Well, good morning. Welcome to Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge, and we're very excited that you've chosen to spend a few minutes with us this morning. This is going to be a little different. What I was preparing got interrupted yesterday by something that God just really was laying on my heart. Today is going to be, we're going to deal with the basics of the basics, and maybe the most basic of it all in some ways, but it was a reflection point for me yesterday as I was reflecting on Hurricane Ilsa moving in on Florida a couple days ago. I know Rick's on here. We grew up in Florida. I don't know about Rick, but during my entire life in Florida, Miami, Hans, where you're headed, and then up in Tarpon Springs and Center, I never had a hurricane warning during all those years. So I don't know what happened there. Moved to Opelika and Opal hit. So there was something to be said about that. But anyway, I started reflecting on some things that I dealt with in the past related to hurricanes and hurricane threats. Let me ask you a couple of questions real quick. You don't have to answer them, kind of rhetorical. What are most people willing to fight for or to die for? You know, matter of fact, let me make it more personal. What are you willing to fight for? What are those things in your story? You want to fight for your country? You willing to fight for your family? Are you willing to fight for your career? You're willing to fight for your stuff, for your job, for your faith? What are you willing to fight for? And we'll even take that a step further and say, what are you willing to die for? Who or what are you willing to step in front of to take a bullet for, basically? You know, our soldiers are asked to do that every day. Our law enforcement's asked to do that every day. Well, I want to shift just a little bit with that question for a moment. Hold on to it. But I want you to think about when last you were threatened by a hurricane or tornado headed your way, where you were and what thoughts were in your mind, what were you considering? And I want to go here with that question. I used to do an exercise when I would teach, sometimes in churches, sometimes with youth groups, things like that. But the exercise went like this. Take your hand, and you got five fingers, and I want you to come up with the five most important things in your life. In your story, what are they? It could be your faith. It could be God. It could be your spouse. It could be, I don't know, it could be your car. Whatever you want those five things to be, what would they be? Interestingly, when I would do this with teenagers a few years back, by a few, probably talking about 10, more often than not, the number two answer, and now there were lots of different ones, but the most common number two was their phone charger. And I was kind of caught off guard by that. And their number one answer, you could imagine then, was their phone. But I know your list doesn't include those, I suspect. The five most important things in your life. I want you to, here's what happened. Hurricane came through here, and number five's gone. Now, you're getting to choose number five. When life or circumstances or catastrophes take something out from you, away from you, you don't usually get to choose what it is. But I'm letting you choose. Number five's gone. You only got four. What did you just lose? Well, guess what? Shortly after that hurricane went through, a tornado came, and number four's gone. You've lost it. After number four comes, you know, after that happens, lightning strikes, you lose number three. You see where this is going. Maybe there's a flood after that, you lose number two. You're down to number one. What did you lose? What is it that you had that was in your top five that's gone? See, I want to challenge you with this. What on your list could not actually be gone tomorrow? If it's nothing, that's a frightening place to be. Hopefully there's one or two things that we're going to talk about here. For you, in 1 Peter it says this, for you have been given, and there goes my technology, for you have been born again, that is reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose, not of seed which is perishable, but from that which is imperishable and immortal, that is through the living and everlasting word of God. For, as it says in the Old Testament, all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word, the good news, the salvation, which was preached to you. See, only two things we're told in Scripture will last forever, and that's the word of God. We're also told in Scripture that the word of God is Jesus and the souls of men, our souls. That's it. Nothing else in our story, nothing else on your list will last forever. Now, if it was other people, yeah, they have eternal souls as well, and that's great. You can cling as tightly as you want, but there's no guarantee that anything but those two will be around for all of your tomorrows. Reality is, for me, I went through this experience. Hey, I don't know about you, but I had a TRS-80 computer when we got that, I think it came from Radio Shack. And when we got that, it was like, man, you know what? This is, life is good. And I will run the world with this thing. We all know how that worked out. We also, I don't know if you remember these, but I had a bag phone and I thought, this is the deal. I'm never going to be out with this thing, right? How many of the phones have we gone through since then? There were friendships in high school, in college, even in my early ministry that I have no idea where those people are. I can't even find them on Facebook. Now, there's some that survived, but most of them, they're gone. See, I really saw this in my situation with my first wife, Jennifer, who died after 28 years of loving her most, 25 years of being married and having children, and then one day she was gone. Nothing is guaranteed to be here tomorrow except God and us. Even after we die, those two things will go on forever. How that forever looks is determined by what we decide in this life. Here's the big question for today, okay? I told you this was going to be basic. If everything on your list, your five things, is gone tomorrow, what are you left hanging on to? And it can't be Jesus and something. Remember that from our Hope Talk a couple of weeks ago. It's got to be Jesus. And you got to understand that your soul and Jesus, that's what's going to last forever in the souls of others. Those things in your life, they're not all bad. As a matter of fact, as long as those things help you get closer to Jesus or help the world see Jesus in you, go for it. It can be your career that you handle with an integrity that a follower of Jesus would handle. So take a few minutes and quiet today or tomorrow. Reflect on how you would truly be if everything you value today was gone, except God. And I hope that doesn't happen. From experience, it's a lonely place to be, but be prepared for what life may do. Invest in the eternal. Hear this. Here's your tweet for the day. Invest in the eternal. Keep a loose grip on the temporal. And now go be the edge.